Hello and welcome to Dolph's Parlor, the podcast that gets you hard or wet or whatever anatomical reaction may ensue from you being deeply, tantalizingly, sensually aroused. I'm your host, Dolph Metzen. Welcome back to the galaxy's foremost alien zoo. If you didn't catch the first one, I'll catch you up. You, the listener, have become part of the human exhibit in an alien zoo on a distant planet. Titus, your mate, used to be a Roman soldier back on Earth, but now he is your loving companion with whom you are forced to make whoopee for the amusement of alien spectators. Titus quite likes being an exhibitionist for these perverted aliens, but you grow increasingly despondent in your outdoor prison. In this episode, you and your lover make a bid for freedom that causes quite the ruckus in the zoo. Will you escape with your life? Will your lover get raped by slimy alien tentacles? Will he love it? Tune in to find out. With performances by Reddit users Grinning Pup, Lost in Existential, Sir Aurora, and many others. Now, without further ado, grab the lube, a towel, and get stroking, because the show is about to begin. Oh, that confounded buzzer. Another beautiful day in paradise. Wake up, my sweet one. So lovely. You, of course. You look so peaceful. It's a shame to disturb your rest, but you must awaken. Our visitors approach. Oh, come now, dear. The day cannot commence without you to brighten it. Didn't you know? There is no morning without your light. No cause to rise without the promise of your warm embrace. What's that face? You don't enjoy waking to me fawning over you poetically like this? Sappy? Very well. Spread your legs, then. My mouth can wake you in other ways. Oh, I think you know what I want. My mouth has been aching to get between those thighs. Oh, you taste good. Oh, yeah? I thought this might be just the thing you needed. It's a pleasant way to wake up, no? Oh, yeah, baby. Use my mouth. You taste so good. Ah, fucking squeeze me.
Ah, good. The humans are awake, and they certainly appear to be seizing the day. How fortunate for us. This exhibit features humans from the planet Earth, but you already know that. It's the spectacle you've all come here to see. The insatiable savage Titus and his ravishing partner in lust.
Put your big dick in there!
Come on, fuck him hard!
Patience. This species requires a period of warm-up prior to penetration. We mustn't rush the process.
Try to ignore them. Yeah, pretend it's just us here. Just you and your adoring mate. Worshipping you. Does that feel nice?
Do the thing! Give him the bam-bam in his slime pocket!
Slime pocket? I haven't heard that one before.
Make it spunk in his ass.
By Neptune, they certainly are animated today, aren't they? Oh, yeah, sorry. Just us, right. Kiss me. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Boring.
May I enter you, darling? Lift your leg a little. That's the one. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby, you feel so nice. Would you like to be on top this time, or is missionary okay? I favor this position, yes. That's because it's so easy to kiss you from here. My helpless little lamb trapped beneath my body. Whatever will you do now?
Fuck him harder, Titus.
Oh, yeah, baby. Suck my neck. Oh, gods, I love when you do that. Slower? Okay, sorry. You know I get carried away sometimes. Nice, slow, passionate morning sex. Sounds good to me. baby, let me hold you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, have I told you lately how lucky I am to have you? It's true. I don't deserve you, baby. I savor every moment, every inch of your warmth. I love you.
If you look closely, you will see that the submissive has wrapped his arms and legs around Titus, providing the perfect opportunity to maneuver him into position for the execution of his signature move. Titus, these guests have all paid for the Smash Pass. They would be delighted to see the famous Centurion Smash. You wouldn't disappoint them, would you?
Centurion Smash!
Centurion Smash!
Centurion Smash!
Centurion Smash!
Well, dear, they did pay for a smash pass. Is it all right if I... Okay. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to sound too excited. Hold on to me. And up we go.
There it is. The mighty Titus has heard your demands. He will now hold his partner aloft in the air with his legs spread in the straddle split position. With his partner's legs out of the way, every inch of Titus's sexual organ can now penetrate deep, deep inside of his lover. Wow! Marvel at this gravity-defying feat as every fiber of his musculature strains to thrust his mate into the air.
Fuck. Keep your arms around my neck. Oh, yeah, baby. It's tight. Your ass is so tight, baby. I'm close, love. I'm almost there. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You ready for that load, baby? Yeah? Oh.
Well done, primates. Put your applauding appendages together and show your appreciation to Titus the Savage and his lovely mate.
It's over already?
Again. Do it again.
Again? Are they serious? Yes, dear. Oh, I know. Believe me, it irks me as well. I'll get rid of them.
Hey, bro! Swing your big sausages in circles like last time!
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Have we not given you what you asked?
As you can see, the human is in a feisty mood today. So much fire in his spirit. Dear patrons, do not be alarmed at his poor temperament. The blood flowing to engorge his very large penis deprives his brain of oxygen. Humans are quite incapable of civilized behavior when aroused. Now, Titus, these are your most loyal fans. You must treat them with due respect.
My love is tired. Now, go on to the next spectacle. There's nothing more to see here.
Very well. Let us move along. I think you will be most pleased with the next exhibit.
Ugh, you mean the crustaceans?
Oh, yes. The female crustacean consumes the head of her mate after intercourse. Truly a wonder. And... those creatures know how to be grateful to their audience, even without a head. Titus, you can forget about that fermented grape juice you inquired after. Shameful behaviour.
I'm sorry about all that. Oh, my love, are you all right? You look so miserable. It pains me to see you this way. I know. This life isn't what you imagined for yourself. You're made for greater things than this. Today was disheartening, to be sure. We give them all we have and they ask for an encore? They're like petulant children. Darling, I've made a decision. You wish to leave this place, and I shall see it done. No, I'm serious. Every day your vibrant spirit decays a little more in this captivity. I can't bear to see it. The warden is a reasonable man, a man of business. I will request an audience and negotiate our freedom. You are skeptical. Listen to me. You have my word. You will be free. Consider this. We have become the most popular exhibit by far. We have leverage. Yes, you're right. The warden won't want to see his most popular exhibit go. But we will offer him one final year of the best performances we can muster. If he refuses, we go on strike. No sex until our demands are met. That should persuade him. Well, of course I could manage without sex. Have you no faith in my resolve? We could still do it in private, I suppose. Quickly, when no one's looking. We don't have to worry about that anyway. The warden will see reason, I'm sure of it. Hello, Invisible Intelligence. Of course now, why should we delay? Relay message to Warden Rexy. Tell him Titus Juventus requests audience. Ah, see? Look how promptly he summons us. Like I said, leverage.
Titus, my favorite primate. What could I do for you and your pretty mate?
Sir, we've come to discuss...
Oh, that thought. Take a look at this. It's a proposal for facility renovations. Thanks to you two and that marvelous fucking you've been doing. I mean, really great stuff. The Centurion Smash? Brilliant. We've been absolutely raking in the profits, my friends. I gotta tell you, there was a time when I thought we'd have to close up shop. But now, I mean, look at these new exhibits we're building. State-of-the-art environmental.
That's excellent, sir. I'm most pleased that we could add to your fortunes. You have been a most gracious master.
Thanks to you, pal of mine. If you need something, anything at all, just name it. Whatever we can do to keep you happy, healthy, and horny, just say the word.
See, love, didn't I tell you the warden was a stand-up guy? Now that you mention it, sir, we do have a request. We have been so pleased to serve you.
Likewise, likewise.
But my love longs for freedom. He is languishing in captivity. Make no mistake, we are grateful for all you have done for us, truly. But he is a delicate bird. He cannot flourish without an open sky to roam, so to speak. And I, as his mate, have pledged myself to his well-being. I come to ask you to negotiate fair exchange for our release. I was thinking perhaps one more year of service. I promise, we will perform as never before, attracting crowds by the thousands.
Freedom. Titus. Dear simple Titus. What would you want out in the bleak and dangerous galaxy? You and your mate wouldn't last a day. No, better you stay here in the lovely world we've made for you. A place where you can be cared for and protected. I know that's not the answer you're hoping for, but this is your calling, to be a performer, an artist that excites and inspires the crowds. But out there, you would be a vagrant, helpless, penniless. So, let's put all this talk of freedom behind us. Oh, I know. How about this? A larger enclosure with...
Sir, I'm afraid we won't be dissuaded from our ambitions. Like I said, we are happy to offer one more year of... Nay, I will grant you 2 years of continued service in payment for our release. If you won't accept these reasonable terms, then we will have no choice but to cease all performances in way of protest.
Protest? Huh? Oh, you simple, stupid, fucking primate. You are my property. Your mate is my property. And you will do as I say. You will fuck when I say. Or I will create entertainment in other ways. I'm sure the crowds will be delighted to see your mate ravaged by the hippo turtles in Exhibit 47.
Mind your tongue, or I will.
You will do what? Do you see these men behind you? If you so much as raise a hand against me, they will vaporize your head from your ungrateful shoulders. I've been so good to you, Titus. You asked for a mate, and like a kind master, I retrieved one for you. I suppose it's my fault for spoiling you. Primitive species like you need a strong hand, a lesson I won't forget in the future. Now you've put me in the uncomfortable position of having to remind you what it means to be a slave. He's a fine specimen, isn't he? Your husband here. Such a delectable, toned figure. I don't usually go for such exotic breeds, but I must admit, there's something about this one that makes me want to...
Don't touch him!
Quiet, slave. He belongs to me. If I want to sample the quality of my stock, I will. Such a smooth stomach. And a nice, firm ass. Gods!
No, no, please don't. Those take forever to grow back.
You are a strong negotiator. I underestimated your commitment to this purpose.
I have new terms for you, Master. Open all of the enclosures, and I'll spare your life.
Open the enclosures? No, that would be gravely dangerous. Some of the creatures in here are vicious beasts. Think of the innocent customers. They'd be torn apart. Your fans.
Open them, now.
All right. Lower your weapon. There. It's done.
Good. Now you will take us to your flying carriages.
Oh no, I'm not going out there. It'll be a bloodbath. You might as well shoot me. It would be better than being ripped apart by those monsters that you've unleashed. Nope, you're on your own. I'm staying right here.
Come on, love. We'll leave this sniveling coward to his fate. What's that, dear? Oh, good idea. We can take the guards' communication bracelets in case we get separated. There. One for you and one for me. Ready? Hey, watch out! You there. Which way to the flying vehicles?
Wow, it's Titus the Savage. Can I get your autograph?
Which way? Speak.
You mean the spaceships? They're right over... No! No!
By Hades! Hurry, love. This way. There! I see them! Run!
The claws! Not the claws!
Hey, open up! Zack Zaxian, it's you. May we board your vessel, please? Yes. Sorry about all that. No, your forehead penis is quite handsome. I was only jealous.
Wait for me! Titus, don't shoot. I always liked you. Oh, thank you. Oh, God, you can't leave me here. Please!
Fuck! The guards approach. Hurry on board.
There's no time. We'll never make it.
I'll hold them off. You must go, my sweet. I love you. Always. Now go! Go!
Well, what about me? I see a spot I can squeeze in right there. Or I can sit on your lap. Really, I don't mind. No! Don't close the door! You can't leave me here with these monsters!
Shit. Out of ammo.
Insolent, selfish, ugly ape!
Don't worry, boss, I've got him. He tried to escape, but I risked life and limb to make sure he didn't get away with the others.
Go on, kill me. My love is far from the grasp of your cruel hands now. My purpose is complete.
Kill you?
My prize performer! No. I won't kill you. I'm going to rebuild this zoo, one orgasm at a time. I'm going to squeeze you for every penny until your worthless body finally surrenders to fatigue. Ah! Ah!
Where am I? Oh, I'm still in the zoo. Oh. Oh, what luck! They left the communication bracelet on my wrist. My love, can you hear me? Are you safe?
Everyone, welcome back to the galaxy's foremost alien zoo, now safer than ever. I assure you, whatever carnage you heard about on the news was wildly blown out of proportion. For our grand reopening, I present to you Titus, the unruly savage. You will see he is properly tied up and bound for your safety. Assisting in the performance today are the ferociously beautiful Mayar sisters from the planet Caillou. Please give them a warm welcome.
Hi there, handsome.
Such a muscular body.
Oh, hello there. Pleasure to make your acquaintance, I'm sure. Wow, you look almost human if not for the blue skin. Oh, you're stroking my cock. No, don't do that. You're very attractive, but I'm a taken man.
Just relax, cutie. We're gonna take good care of you.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Stop. Oh, God. Where did those tentacles come from? Really, where were you hiding those massive squirming limbs? They look so wet. What is that gooey substance they are secreting? Ugh.
The tentacles of the Mayar are renowned as being some of the most sexually stimulating appendages of any creature in the galaxy. Titus won't be able to resist their charms for long as those slippery arms constrict his phallus and worm their way into each of his tight orifices. What a rare treat. Indeed.
Oh, fuck. What did he say about my orifices? I can't believe this is getting me hard. Damn it. My cock betrays me. That's so fucking good. But you must stop. Please stop. Please stop.
Shh. No speaking. No speaking.
That's one tentacle in the mouth, one wrapped around his penis, and here comes another for his ass. Incredible. Look how he writhes in pleasure against his bonds. Put your hands together if you think Titus can take two in the ass.
You can do it, baby. Just open up for us.
No, no. One in the ass is plenty. Thank you. Fucking hell. It's stroking my prostate.
Come for us. You want to come, don't you?
Yes! I mean, no. I have a lover. This isn't right.
She's not here now. You're all ours.
Stop. Oh, God. Stop, 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 stop. I'm close. Please. I'm so close. Oh, fuck.
Come for us. Oh, yeah. You can do it, baby. Give us that big load, stud. Oh.
Fuck. Oh, fuck.
Oh, it's so much.
Put it on the board. That's the first orgasm of the day. I bet the sisters have to work a little harder for the next one, and the next one, and the next one.
I'm sorry, love. Ah, by Jupiter, stop. It's sensitive. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Fuck.
No, baby. We're just getting started.
Thanks for listening, everyone. If this show got you hard, then you owe me a 5-star rating. If you'd like to support the podcast, come check out my Patreon page through the link in the show notes. Much love to you all, and don't forget to tune in next time.